нормально вроде. Действительно, объем денежных требований, уступленных российским фактором в 2007 году, увеличился
compared to 2006, the incremental rates of growth have gone down, but it would be great to understand how one can explain it. The first thing that comes to mind is the liquidity crisis ramification, which definitely couldn't but reflect itself upon the development of the factoring market. We have tested the nature of the seasonality in the second half of 2007 and saw that during the past 6 months in 2007, the market was growing in quite a characteristic rate with respect to the first half as well as to the year-on-year period compared to the previous year. And so there is no apparent slowdown that we would state basically for H2 when the liquidity crisis hit us. And I would like to draw attention to the fact that this valuation was done following 13 standing factors. I mean, within those who participated in our service, those who participated in the last four ones, in the H1 of 05, 06, and H1 in 07, and the full 07. So these are the conclusions. Although the demand for factor services from the clients has grown, nevertheless, the majority of the factors have been outwardly cautious when working with new customers, similarly like with financing the older clientele, paying a lot of attention to their financial standing, and so a positive effect in terms of the demand growth for the factor services was somehow even out, and we would state that the liquidity crisis really affected us at zero level. So what actually somehow it kind of got shifted from the screen?
Well, nevertheless,
here upon the slide you will see positive events list, which nevertheless were conducive to the reduction of the speed of growth, the regional expansion of factors basically represented by major companies and offering services basically to those who represented small and medium-sized businesses. It is more complicated to work within these segments, and nevertheless this particular work creates a lesser sort of feedback in terms of the receivables being put through factoring. The next thing, as I mentioned, was a further complication of processes in terms of selecting customers for funding operations. And the other thing about the factor banks was the central bank recommendations in terms of the reservation requirements as far as the regressional factoring is concerned. So currently the banks supposedly must create reserves like with their regressional free factor according to the receivables valuation. One cannot say that this is too bad, but nevertheless that has slowed down the development of the banks and the factoring services. There was a bit of a confusion, but nevertheless as a result of it, basically the reserves are being established based upon the real sort of risk evaluation. And the major players, having seen such an enormous untapped potential, are trying to create a new supply and expand the market environment. Many new players are not really targeting the development of the market and creating a new supply, rather than sometimes basically seducing the clients over by offering lower factoring rates. Well, I would like to draw attention to some particular details here. We see an increase in the share of the region representation in terms of the number of customers as well as the receivables affected. The fastest rates of growth, the factors are growing in the South Federal District, in Primorsk Federal District, in Northwestern ones. And if you take each region, if you consider a trio of leaders, this trio is represented by the companies and banks which are within the top five of the main ranking in terms of the amount of receivables tendered into factoring. We see a reduction of the major business share in favor of the small and medium-sized businesses. And here, similarly, we see the biggest Russian factors being in the lead. We have done a bit of a poll with respect to what kind of aspects the Russian participants of the factoring market believe to be the fundamental components of success in this market. And we have created a bit of a rating here. I shall start from the end. Effective marketing. Here we've seen quite an interesting thing. In 2007, the share of customers who have been directly engaged or who have independently applied for a service and who have been brought in by agents and representing the factoring companies and banks reduced in favor of the companies who have been recommended by other customers or brought on by the